This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When it comes to parenting in the digital age, is the fact that, you know, it's really hard to keep up with everything that's out there. Once upon a time, it was Facebook, and then came Instagram, and then I'm sure there are others that I'm missing along the way, right? And then there was Snapchat, and then, you know, and the challenges for each one are different. And so it's really important for you as a parent to really educate yourself about social media. That might come from just actually keeping some kind of a parental supervision app on your child's phone, or sitting down with your child, kind of going through their phone each night, right? There are different concerns for each. I've had situations, unfortunately, you know, where with young girls specifically, where they sent an inappropriate picture to someone, a classmate or a peer, on an app where it's supposed to disappear, right? Within like a moment or within 24 hours or whatever the case is, different apps, different timeframes. And there was a screenshot that was taken, and that picture was circulated around to the whole school, to the point where this child then had to be actually, you know, transferred to a different school because it was just, you know, it was detrimental, right? And, you know, this is what I talk to the teens about when they come in for counseling. It's about saying, look, I get it. Like, this is fun and everyone's doing it. But at the same time, you know, with compassion, because this is sometimes where we go wrong. We get really scared. And I completely understand that, because there is a lot to be worried about as a parent. But when you're functioning from a place of fear, you're going to be reacting really irrationally or really, aggressively to things that otherwise, if you handled with compassion and kindness, could really work out a lot better, right? So, you know, when it comes to parenting your children across the board, no matter what the topic is, and especially including working, you know, or dealing with the digital age and social media, you want to have empathy. You want to have compassion towards your child. You want to say, look, I get it. Everyone's doing it, and everyone might be doing it, and I know that you want to do it too, but I'm your parent and I can really see the dangers that are out there. And so here are the parameters. Either you're not allowed to do it, right? And your parent and your child will not like you, right? It's not your job to be your child's best friend. It is your job to be your child's parent, right? It is your job to be a role model. It is your job to set boundaries when those boundaries are really hard. Right? Like if your child is running to the stove, right, and they're starting to turn it on as a baby, you're going to pull them away even if they cry, right? Because it's dangerous. If you're walking around in, you know, a city at nighttime, right, and you're there as a tourist, you're not going to let your child roam free and run around. You're going to hold their hand even if they don't want you to, right? Even if they cry, you're going to say, you can't just run away from me. Right. And so those kinds of boundaries are true, even in, you know, household limitations that we put on social media.